Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doug Oster on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We have a lot to get to today, but let's begin by giving you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate from Sorgles. If you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, that's 412-922-1020. So without further ado, let's welcome him back to the broadcast, everybodygardens.com, Trib Live and more, and getting ready for the big Facebook Live with Dick Till from Davy Tree talking pruning. He wants to take you to Croatia, and if you are seeing crocuses, is it too early to think spring? All of the above right now, Mr. Doug Oster. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Doug Oster from Everybody Gardens and the Tribune Review calling from beautiful, sunny Florida. It's rather brisk here this morning, about 60, I would think. I'm looking out next door. They've got some hibiscus blooming, looking over some beautiful water. What's the temperature up there?
Right now, it is whatever you want it to be. You know, it's like 38 degrees.
Oh, that's not too bad. Good. I'll be coming home to some mild temperatures. Yeah, I posted a picture this morning or yesterday of the first crocus that bloomed in my garden, and it's just there's nothing like seeing that first crocus of the year. There's just no stopping us now. And it's funny because it's a crocus that I inherited when I moved in 21 years ago, and I've never, no matter how much I've searched and talked to bulb experts, I've never been able to find one that blooms as early. And so it's kind of a surprise every time it blooms. I know it's there, but it's just, to see color in the garden this time of the year is just absolutely fantastic. And yeah, Rob, you're right. Tomorrow at 12 noon, we are doing the first Facebook Live free masterclass, and this one's going to be on pruning with Dick Till from Davy Tree, and he's going to come to my garden, and we're going to be absolutely live, being able to interact with you live while it's happening, and he's going to show us the right way to prune trees and shrubs. And I've got lots of trees and shrubs in my garden that need pruning, and it's so great to have an expert, because you can look at a book and kind of look at those drawings, but they're confusing. When you can see the video of somebody actually doing the job, it'll just make things so much easier for you. If you can't watch live, it'll be posted at Everybody Gardens afterwards. I guess the advantage of the live is just that you could ask questions while we're doing it. And I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be the first masterclass. Next month, we're going to do one on seed, starting with Stephen Janoski. Just said Stephen Rapaski, our bee guy. No, Steve Janoski from Janoski's Farm and Greenhouse. He starts thousands and thousands of seeds every year. These master classes, what I want them to be is an expert showing all of us how to do the job. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun, especially looking forward to pruning. Pruning is just, it's part science and it's part art. And it's just something that has to be done. And I guess one of the most important things he's going to teach us is what not to touch this time of year. A lot of spring bloomers, if you prune them now, you're going to lose those blooms. And I am taking people to Croatia, but it's not until next summer. 2021. And we're going to be on this yacht with just 36 people. But for me to get the boat, I've got to have it booked by this June. It's already starting to fill up, believe it or not, and I'm very excited about that. It is a long way off, but there's travel insurance where if something went wrong, you'd get every penny back right before you went. We're going to travel through this amazing country and visit the islands too. Lots of local foods and wine for a 12-day trip. If you need more information, just check out my Facebook page. DougOster.com has it, or you just give me a call at 412-965-3278. That's 412-965-3278. And, Rob, I can't wait to see Croatia.
Hey, real quick, before we talk about what that will be like, what a great resource coming up, soon at noon tomorrow with Dick Till from Davy Tree for the folks out there who just need to know a free resource. That's really awesome stuff, is it not?
Yeah, we're gonna have fun doing it. We're gonna have fun doing the pruning stuff, and you just log on to the Everybody Gardens Facebook page to watch. And as I said, if you can't do it live at noon on Monday, it'll be posted at Everybody Gardens, so you could take a close look at that and just see what we were doing, and it will help you in your garden. I did recently do another video all about houseplants. I grow a lot of houseplants in my house. You know, they're good to have in your house. They're cleaning the air. They're providing oxygen. But one little job that most people don't do on their houseplants is cleaning them, especially the big broadleaf ones, like a peace lily or something like that. Those leaves need to be cleaned to do their thing. And it's funny in the video, because I have so many houseplants, I showed two ways that I have almost killed houseplants. One is overwatering, which I should know better. And then the second is just neglect. I have three calla lilies that I'm trying to limp along indoors until things get warm enough where I can put them out in the greenhouse. And they don't look too good, but I'm bringing them back, and I'm showing how to do them. And this is the time of the year when we start to get longer days. Then in the next couple of weeks, we can start thinking about giving those houseplants just a little bit of a boost with some fertilizer. I use this stuff. It's organic. It's from a company called Espoma. They've been around since the 1930s, and it's inexpensive. You buy it as a concentrate. It's called Grow. And you just mix it with water and feed it to your plants maybe once a month just to give them a little boost as we get longer days.
So tell me, when you go to Croatia, other than the lovely sights of that incredible part of the world, what about gardening? You know you're going to be at least searching for something, right, to bring home with as far as memories and a few photos?
Oh yeah, we're gonna find lots of cool little garden spots to look at. These trips have been a lot of fun. Made a lot of friends, or made a lot of friends by doing these trips, and have people come, you know, on the trips year after year, and it's just you get so many different ideas from how people use plants around the world. And every time I mention that I'm going to Croatia, I hear from people who just tell me how beautiful it is, how amazing it is, not overrun with tourists. And for me, you know, I've waited a long time for this trip because I wanted to do it on that boat, because you don't have to keep packing and unpacking. You load up on this boat. It's not a big boat. I mean, well, big enough for 36 people, but not like a, you know, giant cruise ship or anything. You can see the picture of the boat online. And yeah, we're just going to have a lot of fun. And this is a weird one because we have to have it booked a year in advance. But as I said, there's protection for you if something went wrong, if you couldn't go. So that's what's on tap for me.
All right, we'll get back to Doug. We got some calls coming in. We'd love to hear from you as well, too. Hey, congratulations to Michelle of Cheswick, winner of that gift certificate from Sorgles. Join KDK Radio's Wendy Bell for the first ever Leading Women event on March 4th at Roost at Revel and Roost downtown from 5 to 7 p.m. The event will feature chic influencers and female entrepreneurs, Melanie and Katie, for a happy hour discussion led by Wendy. Limited tickets are available, include light appetizers, a drink, and a Q&A with Melanie and Katie. Details and ticketing information available at kdkradio.com/leadingwomen. Yes, he is. The Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He's joining us today live from sunny Florida, and he would love to talk gardening with you. 866-391-1020. First stop is Lower Borough, and here's Tim. Tim, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Yes. When's a good time to buy seeds and then plant them?
Hey, Tim. This is a great time to get to your local nursery and look through the seed racks. And as far as starting, I'm so glad that you asked that question, because I've been getting lots of questions because it's been such a mild winter. Like, when should we start? Should it change? Should we start earlier? And I'm not. I'm following the same rules that I've followed in the past. And so
after nurseries, St. Patrick's Day, huh?
Well, that's outside. That's usually when I start peas. Grandma said start peas on St. Patrick's Day. I don't care what's going on St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to start my peas. Go to local nursery, look around. You know, I always advise people, look for something a little bit different. You know, you want to grow your favorites, but there's always something
Tomatoes. I buy the pods, you know, and I put them in there. I'll go to El Kiski Nursery, Dave Vargos, and buy them.
And usually stuff like that, you know, peppers. My main tomato crop goes in the seeds indoors on April 1st, but I know a lot of people have already got started. You know, if you want to get started with something this early, it's going to get awful big by the time it's time to plant out. You start with peppers because it takes a long time for them to germinate. Maybe you can get away with that mid-March for me, but just wait until the right time. Just because it's been a warm winter doesn't mean that spring's going to be any different than it normally is. So get out to your nursery, find some seeds, and have some fun.
All right, let's go now to up next. It's John calling from Bethel Park. Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Nice to be getting started again, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, man, I can't tell you. It's just, like I said, to see that crocus bloom, to see the snowdrops bloom, to just see, you know, just we're right on the precipice. You know, we're going to get some terrible weather. I know we are. But just that we can look forward to that. I mean, geez, imagine March 17th, those seeds are going to go, and it's just going to get better from there. What do you got planned for the season?
Oh, I'm basically a flower gardener, except for my herbs and my lettuce and my spinach. And actually, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because I read your article about your question about being careful about digging in the soil too early because you can hurt the structure. But I'm a no-till gardener. I just throw down the compost and park in that, planting that.
You're
so how do I decide when to start my spinach or my lettuce and all that kind of stuff?
Well, again, it's about just getting it to survive, you know.
Okay.
In this kind of weather, I've had spinach and some lettuces and kales and mustards go all winter under protection. So
okay.
I always say don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're jonesing to get some, especially like spinach seed, where you can take anything once you get it out there, you know. Throw some compost down like you would do. You know, as you said, we can't dig this early. If you dig in the soil and it sticks to the shovel, it's too wet and it's going to destroy the soil structure. So in your case and my case, which I think is, I'm so glad to see some other no-till gardeners out there. Yeah, you're throwing a bag of compost down, putting just a little bit of your spinach seed on early, covering it with something that once it sprouts, it's not going to get killed. Like a floating row cover, it's just this spun-bound translucent fabric. You know,
I've got some.
Oh, well, that's the thing. And even if you started some of that cold weather stuff like spinach and some greens, maybe some lettuce, in a container or something so that you could give it some more protection close to the house, but experiment a little bit.
Wow.
Your main crop, for me, my main crop of that cold weather stuff will be sowed right around St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of the date that I use. So tell me about your flowers. What is your favorite flower to grow?
Oh, dahlias. I grow dozens of dahlias. And
you know, what got you into dahlias?
What kind?
What got you into it?
You know, I was just, we were of all places, we were at Costco, and they had these big, you know, big bags, you know, and I thought, I don't even know anything about dahlias, but I'll try it, you know, and I got hooked. And so I got dahlias, and I also have gobs of canna lilies that I first got from a fellow who was giving them away at your Giant Eagle breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And I now have, now I'm the guy that gives them away because, you know, I have dozens of tubers that I dig up every year and put back in the ground. So
we're a little short on time, but could you explain real quickly how you save those tubers and the cannas over the winter? What are you storing yours in?
Great big plastic jars or buckets or like storage containers, you know, you can get it at Lowe's and then the vermiculite to keep them from being damp and I go through. There are always some that don't look so hot, but
right.
I do that. And in many cases, I don't, until they get too big, in some cases I don't even separate the dahlias because they've got a really nice structure to them, and I'll put them back down. I pretend that I'm really down in Georgia where you don't have to dig them up, you know. And they just keep coming back. And then when they get too big, I break them apart.
And are you growing big varieties, tall ones or small ones or both?
Yes. I do the border type, particularly in my front yard around other things that I've got in the backyard. I do the whole range. And I love the little pom-pom ones, you know, that look like they look like a boutonniere, you know. And so I've just fallen in love with dahlias. They are just more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Let me throw something out there for you real quick. Take a look at this website called Old House Gardens, and they've got some, like, heirloom dahlias from way back that have a different look. And some of them have great stories. So just take a look at it. As a dahlia guy, you'll like that. And one more thing, the Greater Pittsburgh Dahlia Society holds an auction for their tubers, and you'll have to look online to find it. They do two of them, and you can get some, just what you need, right? More dahlias. But as a dahlia fanatic, you can get some really cool stuff.
No doubt on that, Doug. Good stuff. Listen, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back. Bottom of the hour, Melinda's got the news. Then we come back. We give you a chance to win a certificate from the good folks at Janoski's. More phone calls. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, it's getting ready for the Lenten season. Fat Tuesday, a little Mardi Gras party stuff with Joe and Frank Dentisi. All still to come today. Rob Pratt Sunday, KDKA Radio. Good morning. Yes, he is. It's Rob Pratt Sunday underway at KDK Radio. And if you want to talk to Doug, we've got some phone lines available, 866-391-1020. Right now, though, the 10th caller wants a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's out in Clinton. You have to dial 412-922-1020 to win that. Bill, you're up next for Doug Oster on the Organic Gardener, KDK Radio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Doug. You there?
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
How you doing? How's the hibiscus down there? Florida.
I'm telling you right now, I'm standing out. You're going to hate me. I'm standing out looking at this lake with a pool in front of me, and there is some beautiful red hibiscus blooming right now, right in next door. So it's looking good. That's on here for a couple days. I'm coming back.
I had to drag mine in last night. I take them in and out of the garage all the time, trying to keep them alive for summer. But hey,
sure.
What I was asking, want to ask about is cat mint. Do you know anything about it? Cat mint.
A little
mint.
Bit.
Go ahead.
You there? Yeah,
yeah.
I know a little bit about it. What did you need to know?
Where do you get the seed, and can you plant it outside? What I read in the book, it's an herb, and it's perennial. Does it look good, or?
Oh, yeah, it's a really pretty plant, and lots of people grow it. Very easy to grow. You could find the seeds at the local grower. What area are you from?
Beaver County.
Okay, so, you know, Janoski's probably wouldn't be too far from you. They would have seeds, I would imagine. And
pretty easy to start. Have you started anything before like that, like perennials or herbs that will come back year after year?
Yeah. Well, I'm interested. I've got this cat I just got here not long ago, and I bought some at the pet store. Boy, she goes crazy over it. I just wondered, eat that stuff if they grow it in the house?
I'm not sure. We're going to have to ask Mrs. Know-It-All. Since I don't have cats, I don't know if they'll eat it or not. But
that's what I'm kind of...
You could have some fun and get it started, get the seed started pretty easily just by, getting a tray or something with drainage, filling it up with a good seed starting mix or what we call a planting mix. And the trick to starting seeds when you're doing that is to get that mixture moist first before we put it into the container. So you'll add some water, like you have it in a tray or something, you'll add some water, you'll mix it up, and then when you squeeze that mix together, if it sticks together, it's perfect. If it sticks together when you're squeezing and water's coming out, there's too much water in it. If it doesn't stick together, there's not enough water in it, and that gives you the perfect consistency. You put that into your tray or container with drainage, and then you sprinkle your seeds on. You put a little bit more mix on top, press it down a little bit, put clear plastic around that to keep it moist, and then you're going to need some kind of light source, and nowadays that's easy to find. You might be able to get away with growing it in a south window, but I always prefer to have just some kind of artificial light for it. LEDs are the way to go nowadays. They're cheap to run, and they're bright. And then when they sprout, just pull that plastic off, and you'll have a bunch of little seedlings, and just grow them out as you normally would. And then we'll ask Mrs. Know-It-All if cats eat catmint. I don't know.
Okay. I'll be listening to you on the radio.
One thing you might want to think about growing, too, it's really easy to grow indoors, is cat grass. And I know cats like that. And those seeds are easy to find and easy to plant.
And they'll probably eat that stuff. I guess it won't kill them or nothing.
No, they like the cat grass. I know that for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling in, buddy. All right.
Okay, bud. All right. Bye. Have a good time.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Listen, Doug Oster is in Florida. He's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, and we are plowing forward in another edition of the Organic Gardeners. We've got some lines available for the first time this hour, 866-391-1020. Congratulations to Joe in Irwin. Now, tell him what you're doing tomorrow, Facebook Live with Davey Tree and a very familiar name here at KDK Radio, Dick Till. Douglas.
We're going to have so much fun, and it's something I've dreamed up and I've wanted to do for a long time. It's called a Facebook Live free masterclass, and this one's going to be on pruning. That is just one of the number one questions we get is when to prune, how to prune, and it's confusing when you look in the diagrams. At least it always was for me. I want to see somebody do it, so we're going to be doing it live on Facebook Monday tomorrow at 12 noon with Dick Till from Davey Tree. I mean, he's been doing this his whole life. And these master classes are going to go on monthly. If you don't have Facebook, if you don't get on Facebook, the advantage of doing the live thing is just you can interact with people while you're doing it and get some questions that you wouldn't think to when you're doing the job to talk about to people. And so that's what we need, the questions. But if you don't do that, it'll just be the video will be online afterwards forever for you to look at. And so if you do have a pruning question, you're like, I remember that one thing that Doug did, and go back and look at it, and we'll give you some good ideas. We are going to have so much fun. Dick Till and I have worked together for, I think, 15 years now, with him being a source for me for stories and now being part of the radio show. And it's going to be fun. He's going to show the right tools, the importance of sharp tools, and what to prune and what not to prune this time of the year.
Croatia. Bound in 2021. Tell them about it, Doug.
Yeah, I'm taking people to Croatia on this boat for 36 people. It's not until the summer of 2021, but has to be booked by June to get the boat. And if you would like to come with me, but you're worried about, it's a year in advance, there's travel insurance that will cover you. I had somebody once, for one of my trips, I had a knee injury beforehand, and she got every penny of her money back, and that's the way I want it. And if you're interested in coming, just you can look at all the details, the entire itinerary at DougOster.com or on my Facebook page, Or if you're not on the internet, just give me a call and I could send you a pamphlet. It's 412-965-3278. And, you know, when we're talking about seed starting, one thing that Jessica taught me that's a really great thing to get started early is you can take those little clamshells, you know, like you get in the grocery store and just drill some holes in or poke some holes in the bottom, fill those up with some seed starting mix or planting mix, moist, put your seeds in there and just put that clamshell top, close it, and just leave them outdoors, and those seeds will sprout when they're ready to sprout. And she's done a couple videos about it. It's pretty cool because you're just kind of mimicking nature, where these seeds would drop normally from the plant, they'd be on the ground, and they'll sprout when they're ready. And so that's a great project if you're, you know, itching to get at it like I am. I'll probably do that. I'll probably put some lettuce and some spinach that way into those clamshell containers, put them out in the garden, maybe in one of my cold frames, maybe under some protection, and we'll see what happens.
Short break. We're coming back with more next hour. Getting ready. Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras time. It is Coon's Cooking Hour, KDK Radio. Well, back with Doug Oster. And Doug, it's that time.
Our favorite part of the show. It's time for Mrs. Know-It-All, our favorite horticulturist. Denise, how are you this morning?
I'm good. A little chilly out there, but it's going to be a nice day. I'll be out there weeding today.
Are you? Is that your first job?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the weeds have had a mild winter, and therefore they're very happy outside. So the gentleman who called about the catmint. So mm-hmm. I think he has it confused with catnip. Now,
I was wondering. And I know the cats like to eat the catnip, and they go nuts over it.
Right.
But I wasn't sure catmint, if it was something for cats or not.
Well, it kind of is. They will rub into it if you have it, but you can't grow it indoors. It is a perennial, and it does have to be grown outside. Now, catnip, you can grow indoors. But what I like to do is I have two big pots that I grow my catnip in, and all I do is just lightly scatter the seed and let nature take its course. They winter over. I leave the pots outside all winter. And so during the summer when it's actively growing, I actually harvest the leaves and give a few to my cats who enjoy it and become crazed cats. And then the rest I dry. I take from the other pot and I strip the stems and I dry it. And I just put it in a glass jar and I give it to them all winter. And then I also put some of their toys in there so they can have toys that smell like catnip.
So Denise, what is it about the catnip that the cats like? Does it give them like you're drinking a beer or something, or what does it do that they like?
It's more like smoking some.
Okay.
But you know, and not all cats respond to it. About 30% of cats do not have a certain gene that makes them susceptible to it. But and they all act differently. Some become aggressive, some become love, you know, they just like fall over and go, oh, I'm so happy. Some become very playful. So it just, you know, varies from cat to cat is how they're going to react to it, but they all seem to love it.
Have you heard, like I have, a lot of people that are talking about the mild winter and wanting to get started too early?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I looked at the weather for next week because I'm heading to Philadelphia for the flower show next weekend, and it's going to be cold again, and I know we all want to get out there. I do, too.
Yeah.
A day like today, it's like I'm going to weed because I know I can't really dig the soil. And so, you know, people who want to start seeds indoors, I would still wait two more weeks to start your peppers, and a week after that,
start your tomatoes,
because peppers take a little bit longer, and it's coming. The bulbs are coming up, and, you know, in another 2 weeks, maybe you can actually go out and cut the flowers and bring them in and kind of satisfy that urge, you know, to be out there gardening.
Are you going to grow anything weird or different this year?
You know, I'm going to grow. I actually just got some seeds from All America Selections. And so I'm actually growing their winters from this past year, including a blue pumpkin. So I think that should be pretty interesting. I'm going to actually grow it along my fence line where I have plenty of room for it to vine its way around.
Oh, that sounds so good. You know, I know it's not open to the public, but you're one of the judges for All America Selections, right?
Correct. I am the herbaceous judge, which means I grow the ones that are like vegetative that you'll see next year. I used to do the seed trials. I do not have the room to do the seed trials any longer because that takes.
And you don't know what it is, right? And you're like testing it and.
You know, well, they send me the plants. I'm sent the plants in the spring, and the requirement is to grow them in containers. So I grow them side by side in containers, and I judge them throughout the season. You know, when they first bloom, you know, are the blooms prolific? Are they good color? Have they tolerated the weather? I forget the name of it right now, bad me, but the coleus that is the All-America Selections winner this year, I grew last year, and what was great about it was it stayed even, because a lot of coleus will be different heights as you grow them, and then they throw up their flowers. This flowered very late in the season, which we grow coleus for their foliage, and it tolerated last summer with all the rain and then the heat. It was a great plant. So when people are out buying, whether it's plants or if they're buying seeds, always grow at least one of the All-America selections because they've been tested all over the country plus locally. So you'll know if it's going to be a winner in your garden.
You know, I love those All-America selections. I grow some of the older ones. I grow one from, well, I talk about it all the time, Tithonia Torch, Mexican sunflower from 1951 AAS winner. I also grow Juliet tomatoes, which is 1999 AAS winner. But if it has that AAS certification or classification, you know it's going to be something that's going to work for you in the garden.
All right. Listen, we are down to 1 minute, Doug. Thank you, Mrs. Know-It-All. But before we go, Doug, just a few news and notes and remind him about the big going live on Facebook and also everybodygardens.com with Dick Till, Davey Tree tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow on the Everybody Gardens Facebook page, we are doing the first Facebook Live free masterclass, and this one's going to be on pruning with Dick Till. If you want to learn how to prune, if you want to ask some questions while Dick is showing me how to prune things, just log on to the Everybody Gardens Facebook page now. If you're not a Facebook person, that whole 20-30 minute presentation will be available again for free at everybodygardens.com.
All right, Doug, go ahead. Wrap her up, buddy.
Whether it's raining, cold, sunny, or hot, like it is down here in Florida, enjoy every day in the garden.
Doug, have a great trip and a safe return, and we'll see you next week in studio, okay?
Thanks, Rob.
All right, there he goes. Doug Oster soaking up the sun in Florida. How nice that would be. But it's always good to be here in Pittsburgh on a sunny day. And we're going to keep shining with some great programming after Melinda gets you caught up live in local news at 8. Joan Frank Dentisi, the party is almost here. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, the Lenten season, fried foods, cookies, pies, cakes, sweet treats, and more. All your recipes next with Joan Frank, KDK Radio. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.